Let's move on. 19.5 to 2. Radio Noon, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I must here I thought I was listening to someone who was against censorship, and now I find that your guest today wants to introduce cultural policies through government and to use the public broadcasting as a forum for this positive sexual information. Whose values does she intend to promote, and at whose expense as a taxpayer? If I'm being forced to support a point of view that I do not agree with, and I totally disagree with the feminist perspective on pornography, I don't think there are any of the connections, whatever, that they say there are.
So you're saying this is the worst, there's a new evil then that's been introduced. It's not censorship, it's not pornography, it's public institutions being used to promote feminist ideals.
Well, that's precisely what censorship
well, right
is, the
now,
use
sir.
Of government.
Sure, sure. Well, that's, no, that isn't what censorship is. Censorship is use of government to shut down voices, even wretched voices, as the case may be or not in your opinion. It is not the use of government to open up a plurality of expression, and if you can't make that kind of difference, then we're in trouble.
Well,
the fact is that, hold on.
Hold on a second.
Well, let this caller finish his thoughts, and then we'll go back to you, Vardiversity.
All right.
The whole purpose of freedom of expression is precisely to retain one's freedom of choice in what one wishes to express. You are sitting here arguing against censorship on the one hand, while on the other totally advocating it. You are just trying to get around something, I think, that you see as very unpopular almost, and trying to get the same agency, government, to accomplish the same end through another means. And yet, I, as an individual who don't happen to agree, will be forced to pay the taxation to represent a point of view that I violently disagree with.
Well, you certainly do sound like you're violently opposed. What do you think public broadcasting does in the first place? Public broadcasting puts across various points of view. I don't know how you feel about what goes on CBC at this stage. But
doing that.
What? No, hold on. Now it's my turn, sir. Now it's my turn. We live in a society which is, I believe the term mosaic has been used often to describe it. People from many ethnicities.
Mosaic?
People, mosaic, yes.
I'll get back to you in a second, sir.
People from different cultures, different religions, people of different sexual preferences and orientations. We have to have a situation where sexual expression really reflects the kind of plurality which actually exists in society. If public broadcasting can't do that, and I suggest to you that according to recent polls, 75% of Canadian women are self-identified as feminists, if we can't reflect the incredible the weight and legitimacy of feminist ideas in the population, we don't have ourselves a public broadcasting system.
But a lot of people think that sexuality is very private. You want to make sexuality very public, and surely that's offensive to many people. Why should you impose your values about something which is very private on the entire community, people who may not want to have anything to do with your, I believe, caller, that's something in line with what you're trying to say, is it?
No.
Essentially, yes. But it even goes beyond that. You know, 75% of women may call themselves feminists, but in my experience, that's only been to the extent that they believe women should have equal rights to men. This extends far beyond that, and I would have to question why, in presenting her point of view, your guest today seems to think that public broadcasting is a necessity. I can assure you from the people I know in the private broadcasting industry, they'd be more than happy to give you a forum to express your
views. Well, here you are on public broadcasting, sir, reaching a lot of people in Ontario in the kind of depth that you wouldn't likely do on commercial broadcasting because of the length and depth at which we can discuss these.
Okay, sir, just before you go, what do you think is worse, pornography or censorship?
Well, absolutely. History proves without a doubt that censorship is by far the most insidious fear, the thing that we should fear.